Hello and welcome to this episode of the Dev1.tv Tech News Podcast for Tuesday, September 18th, 2012. I'm your host, Ryan Knoll, and today we will be discussing Google will be supporting the Do Not Track feature in Chrome. Oddly enough, Google is the last major browser to support this. Hitachi puts helium in hard drives. After returning from their lunch break, the engineers are stunned to see their work stuck to the ceiling. And the UK government fines 16.9 million IP addresses. Well, someone else found it, but the government gets to sell it. So stick around for the next few minutes and we'll discuss everything you need to know since the last episode. Development staff at Google Chrome have updated the browser to support the Mozilla initiative of Do Not Track. This header is added to your request and requests that third parties do not track your activities. Google being Google, they have hidden the option in the bowels of the advanced settings of the browser configuration. By doing this, Google is the last major browser to support this initiative. Do you think the Do Not Track header will make a difference? I sure don't. Hitachi will soon bring helium-filled hard disk drives to the market. Traditional drives are not sealed and unable to breathe while operating. By sealing the drives and replacing the standard air with helium, Hitachi reduces drag, thus improving accuracy of the heads. They say this will lead to a 40% more drive space by being able to add more platters and maintain the same weight. They also mention that this will reduce energy usage by 20%. Nothing else is known, but these will hit enterprise market before they make it to the consumer end. I think this next step in technology might just fend off the slow and steady injection of SSDs into the market. What do you think? In an ironic twist on our story about Ripe running out of IPv4 addresses last episode, John Graham Cumming found an unused block of /8 IPv4 addresses. This is about 16.9 million IP addresses that belong to the UK Department of Work and Pensions. A formal petition has already been filed asking the UK DWP to sell off the rediscovered block of IPs. What's the going price for that many IPv4 addresses? About £1 billion. It'll be interesting to see if the UK sells off the IPs for some quick cash. Well, that's all the news for this episode, and we thank you for listening. Don't forget, we love to hear from you at dev1.tv, and there are several ways you can get in contact with us. You can catch us on Twitter. Our handle is at dev1tv. Want to hear us cover a news story we didn't? Visit our website at www.dev1.tv and click Vote for Topics and let us know what you would like to hear. Lastly, you can comment directly on this episode's post at our website. I was your host, Ryan Knoll. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time. This is Dev1 TV.